On FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
A report out today has found there's a shortage of 10,000 nursery teachers in England. Figures from Save the Children show applications have fallen by 63% as graduates are put off by low salaries. The charity says it means some children are falling behind before they've even started school. Anita Noah manages a nursery and says recruitment can be challenging.
This is because of the salaries, that's the first thing. The holidays as well. We are a daycare, so we are open 51 weeks in a year, and obviously to attract a nursery, an early years educator is difficult.
However, Mum Natasha says it's not the most important thing when choosing a nursery.
When you go in somewhere, because let's face it, these are your life, you know, you couldn't put a price on it, and I think you can tell whether you're in the right environment, and to me, the qualification doesn't mean that that person can look after your child any better.
According to the stats, more than half of 3- and 4-year-olds in Kent go somewhere that doesn't have a qualified nursery teacher.
KMFM News.
Police are investigating reports a woman was raped in Maidstone. The victims told officers she was attacked in an alleyway near Rose Yard in the early hours of Sunday. We've got a description of the suspect at kentonline.co.uk. A driver's pleaded guilty to killing a man in a crash in Thanet just hours before he was due to be sentenced for another driving offence. Jake Pedrick Harvey was under the influence of drugs when his car crashed into trees on Spitfire Way in Manston back in April. The 22-year-old from Kenton Gardens in Minster has admitted causing death by driving carelessly. He's been remanded in custody and warned he faces prison.
KMFM News.
Young drivers across Kent are being taught about the dangers of driving whilst high on drugs. Kent Fire and Rescue and the County Council are going into schools and putting on workshops in shopping centres to raise awareness. Alan Faulkner from the Fire Service says new equipment which allows drivers to be tested by the roadside is improving safety for everyone.
The whole campaign is to highlight the fact that that process and that testing has increased massively in the last 12 months. And in actual fact, they estimate that maybe up to as many as 1 in 5 people are driving around under the influence of drugs.
Police are hunting 2 men after 4 teenagers were threatened in an attempted robbery in Ramsgate. It's claimed one of the victims, a 16-year-old boy, was headbutted by the suspects who tried to steal his phone in Albert Court just over 2 weeks ago. We've tweeted efforts of the men via at KMFM News.
KMFM News.
A mum whose daughter's Halloween costume caught a light whilst out trick-or-treating in Kent says extra safety checks need to be made. Stacey Green's 4-year-old daughter, Sienna Rose, was with a group of friends in Higham when the dress went up in flames last night. Luckily, she wasn't seriously hurt. Stacey is now calling on the government to change the way outfits are tested.
You don't sort of expect a children's costume to be able to go up in flames like that, especially when it states that it has gone through special fire precaution testing.
And the Countess of Wessex has been forced to cancel some engagements in Kent today because of the fog. Sophie had been due to open a bereavement suite at Medway Maritime Hospital in Gillingham and visit Rochester Cathedral. It's understood her travel plans have been affected by the weather. She will still, however, go to Benenden School, though.
KMFM Showbiz.
Ollie Murs, James Arthur, Simon Cowell and Mary Berry were among the stars at the Pride of Britain Awards last night. With more on that and the rest of the showbiz news at lunchtime, here's Josh.
Well, the ceremony is now in its 18th year and honours everyday heroes. The voice judge, Tom Jones, says it's only right they get the recognition they deserve.
They're called ordinary people doing extraordinary things. They're not just ordinary people because they are doing extraordinary things and they're being voted by the people, the British people, and rightfully so.
Well, it'll be shown on TV tonight. Elsewhere, Zayn Malik has revealed he had an eating disorder during his time with One Direction. The 23-year-old is set to release his autobiography in which he talks about having anxiety and being so busy he would often forget to eat. Meantime, Adele's revealed she suffered from postnatal depression after the birth of her son. The singer's also told Vanity Fair magazine she had therapy when she was younger for what she calls her very dark side. And Nigel Farage insists he's not going on to the next series of I'm a Celebrity. That's despite reports that the UKIP leader's been offered up to £750,000 to take part. He says he's too busy at the moment.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2. Three.